Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's great-grandfather opened a clothing store in 1917, and after moving from Louisiana to our state's Lowcountry, the great-grandson, a musician, has also now opened his own clothing store. T.D. McMurray joins us now by phone from his shop in Charleston, South Carolina. T.D., welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So tell us how all of this got started.
I'm a lifelong musician, and I started in retail summer 2019, and that was really my kind of first step into it. It was the first job I had that really kind of scratched the creative itch that I got from, you know, performing, songwriting. I always liked to put a lot of thought into my outfits when I was performing, so I felt like I could do that part in a shop as well. About 3 years ago, we kind of got the opportunity to move, pack up, start somewhere new. I was back in Louisiana, managing a store there, and we looked at a few different cities, and it was hard to say no to Charleston. I kind of took what I learned from the industry, the relationships I'd made there, and decided to kind of take a shot at our own store.
And I guess you knew your great-grandfather had his own clothing store at one time.
Oh, yes. He opened up a women's and children's shop in South Louisiana in 1917, ran for 80 years, closed in 97. As a matter of fact, the counter in my store is the original counter from his in 1917. It really wasn't until a few years ago that I kind of thought, you know, this might be good for me too.
Give us an overview of your store that you have now. What's it all about?
So we focus on kind of everyday casual menswear, a little bit elevated in some pieces, more casual and lounge in others. But our sweet spot is really that, you know, casual office, date night, concerts, events, those kinds of things, more so than your formal stuff. We carry a couple of sport coats here and there, but our goal is basically you to come in the shop and find something that's going to work for your lifestyle.
And so how are you doing this? Do you go to clothing fairs, or where do you find your inventory?
So we go to a few markets a year, twice a year in Chicago, and then about every other year I'll do New York if I'm looking for something new specifically. Like I said, I had relationships from my time managing a different store. I've brought some of those lines here. Some were already in the area, a lot were not. So that's been fun to kind of introduce those brands to the people of Charleston. It can be overwhelming at a show where you're seeing thousands of different items and you're trying to predict what your customer is going to want 6-8 months down the road. But that's where the really fun part is for us to get to say, you know, I think this is going to be a big hit. We are such a relationship-based store. I can almost look at pieces and say, like, I see customer X wearing this and he's going to love it. Or customer Y is really going to dig this new piece from this brand.
All right. And I guess at the same time, is the music career still going too?
I play here and there. It's been more private events as of late, but and we're kind of carrying some of that into the store. Once a quarter, I'll bring in a local Charleston band. We've got one coming up in a couple weeks. Hotel Hugo is the band we've got for this next one on October 22nd. Free event to the public, just to kind of let these local bands showcase their songs that they've written, they've mastered, and a good time to just kind of have some community connection.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners are probably thinking, you know, what a risk this person took to, you know, open his own retail clothing store. You know, that's a risky business, opening up a, you know, a brick and mortar operation these days. And so what has been the biggest challenge you've faced?
I'd say the biggest challenge we faced has really just been getting the word out that we're here. When we moved to Charleston, it was very grassroots. Every person we met was a potential customer. And it was, you know, it's been interesting trying to figure out what works for spreading the word. We do a lot of pop-up events in Mount Pleasant, downtown, just to try to, you know, kind of let people know, you know, we're here and we are happy to help and guide you in any way that we can. We'll bring like one rack and then a little table so that people can kind of get a feel for the styles and the vibe of the shop. And we try and bring that into these other businesses that'll host us.
Well, TD, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
T.D. McMurray is a clothing entrepreneur with a shop in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.